Is it legal, or do you need to change the law to do it?
Well, it's another question that the president has raised. It's a legal question that the president is looking into. And
what? How is that even something you're looking into? Even Peter Ducey looks like stunned. All right, the stakes are getting higher, and this is going to be an important episode because I want to show you how Caroline Leavitt is distorting reality, and in doing so, helping to create this constitutional crisis that strips us away of some of our most fundamental rights as Americans. So just to zoom out, we've seen the Trump admin play it fast and loose and defy multiple court orders before, but never one like this. This is an order coming from the Supreme Court, the highest court in the country, saying that you need to give due process. You need to give a chance for immigrants or anybody to file a habeas petition, because when you take away due process from anybody, you're not just targeting criminals, or you're not just targeting undocumented immigrants. You're not cracking down on people who broke the law. What you're doing is eroding a system that protects everybody. Once due process is gone, even citizens, even innocent people, even the most innocent of innocent people can be arrested or imprisoned or deported and have no meaningful way to challenge it. So now that I got that out of the way, I want to break down what Caroline Leavitt said. And also, we're going to actually dig into the very brief Supreme Court ruling that is at the center of all of this controversy. I think it's very important that we dig into the source material. But let's just start with Caroline Leavitt.
On that note, the Democrat and media outrage over the deportation of Abrego Garcia, an MS-13 El Salvadorian illegal alien criminal.
Listen to all the qualifiers she had to use. MS-13, illegal, criminal, alien. By the way, most of those weren't even true. He had committed no crimes in the United States. Abrego was picked up outside of a Home Depot and released immediately. He had one traffic violation at one point, but that is not enough to deport anybody. He's not a criminal. He's not even an MS-13 member. The judge apprehensively labeled him that and still thinks that he likely was not an MS-13 member.
El Salvadorian, illegal alien criminal who was hiding in Maryland, has been nothing short of despicable. Based on the sensationalism of many of the people in this room, you would think we deported a candidate for Father of the Year. That's because, unfortunately, many in this country care more about this quote-unquote Maryland father, a legal alien MS-13 gang member.
She did it again. She used all the qualifiers. But it's not even about this Maryland father. Yes, we care about him in particular, but Caroline Leavitt is being so disingenuous. As I'm saying, it's all about due process. When you take away due process from one person, you're eroding a system that works to protect everybody. Because if due process is gone, innocent people can be arrested and deported, as I said earlier in the video. So yes, while Abrego Garcia is a very important case, I have been covering him relentlessly and I will continue to cover that. I don't want to downplay that. I'm just trying to say Caroline Leavitt is being dishonest when she's saying that we're defending criminal, alien. No, we're defending due process and the right for people to file a habeas petition.
Then a Maryland mother and an American citizen who was brutally murdered at the hands of a different illegal alien. Of course, I am referring to Rachel Morin.
These things don't have to be mutually exclusive. The undocumented immigrant who killed a Maryland mother, get him out of here. We don't want people like that in the country, but why are you connecting that to Abrego Garcia, who only had a traffic violation? They are playing a slippery, dirty game right here and trying to implicate Abrego Garcia in a crime that he literally had nothing to do with. Trump also tweeted out a very vague post last night that said, why are we focusing on a Maryland father when we could be focusing on the Maryland mother that was murdered? He used very slippery wording to try to connect the two cases when there's no connection whatsoever. So the Trump administration took away this guy's due process, and now they are trying to do this Orwellian cover-up. Take a listen to this clip.
Hi. How concerned is the president that a federal judge could hold a Trump administration official in contempt of court for defying deportation orders?
We are complying with all court orders. So I see what you're trying to do there with that question, but we're very confident that every action taken by this administration is within the confines of the law.
They are not defying all the court orders. In fact, I want to do something unique. Let's break down the 4-page Supreme Court ruling. And if you just rolled your eyes and wanted to click off, it'll take me 3 or 4 minutes and we'll now know everything. We'll now know the fundamental basis of this clash between the executive branch and some of the courts. I think it's important that we go to the source document. So, in this 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, Judge Sotomayor writes in Christy Noem versus Kilmar Abrego Garcia. On March 15th, 2025, the United States removed Kilmar Abrego Garcia from the United States to El Salvador, where he is currently detained in the Center for Terrorism Confinement, or CECOT, which is a very brutal prison. The United States acknowledges that Abrego Garcia was subject to a withholding order forbidding his removal to El Salvador. That's the one country he can go to. And that the removal to El Salvador was therefore illegal. The United States represents that the removal to El Salvador was the result of a, quote, administrative error. But I hate that term right there. They keep using that term, but they're referring to somebody's life. They're referring to due process that could very well lead to a death. We don't even know if he's alive still. They haven't produced the body. And really quickly, before we finish reading this, look at this chart right here. Subscribers gained in Q1 of 2025, the Adam Mockler channel grew faster than Megyn Kelly, Charlie Kirk, Tucker Carlson, and Betty Johnson. If you want to grow faster in Q2 than Fox News, make sure you subscribe. But to go back to this, the United States alleges, however, that Abrego Garcia has been found to be a member of the gang MS-13, a designated foreign terrorist org, and that his return to the U.S. would pose a threat to the public. Abrego Garcia responds that he is not a member of MS-13 and that he has lived safely in the United States with his family for a decade and has never been charged with a crime, which is true. On Friday, April 4th, the United States District Court for the District of Maryland entered an order directing the government to, quote, facilitate and effectuate the return of Abrego Garcia to the United States by no later than Monday, April 7th, which has already passed. On the morning of April 7th, the United States filed this application to vacate the district court's order. The Chief Justice entered an administrative stay and subsequently referred the application to the court. So as the deadline was about to pass, the ruling was shot up to the Supreme Court, and the deadline was changed, but the rest of the district court's order remains in effect but requires clarification on remand, says the Supreme Court. The order properly requires the government to, quote, facilitate Abrego Garcia's release from custody in El Salvador and to ensure that his case is handled as it would have been had he not been improperly sent to El Salvador. There we have it, right here. The Supreme Court says the words, the government has to facilitate Abrego Garcia and handle it as it would have if he had not been improperly sent to El Salvador. They are saying that your rights, your constitutional rights, don't just end at the border. It's not that simple. But to continue, handle the case as it would have been had he not been improperly sent to El Salvador. The intended scope of the term effectuate in the district court's order is, however, unclear and may exceed the district court's authority. Okay, so how do they effectuate this return? The district court should clarify its directive with due regard for the deference owed to the executive branch in conduct of foreign affairs. For its part, the government should be prepared to share what it can concerning the steps it has taken and the prospect of further steps. It hasn't taken any steps. In fact, the Trump administration has only put roadblocks with the help of Bukele. Let's continue. Here is a statement of Justice Sotomayor, Justice Kagan, and Justice Jackson joining, respecting the court's disposition. The United States government arrested Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia in Maryland and flew him to a, quote, terrorism confinement center in El Salvador, where he has been detained for 26 days and counting. To this day, the government has cited no basis in law for Abrego Garcia's warrantless arrest, his removal to El Salvador, or his confinement in an El Salvadoran prison. Nor could it. The government remains bound by an immigration judge's 2019 order expressly prohibiting Abrego Garcia's removal to El Salvador because he faced a, quote, clear probability of future persecution there, and, quote, demonstrated that El Salvador's authorities were and would be unable or unwilling to protect him. The government has not challenged the validity of that order. They haven't even challenged the 2019 Supreme Court order. Instead of hastening to correct its egregious error, the government dismissed it as a, quote, oversight. An administrative error. The government now requests an order from this court permitting it to leave Abrego Garcia, a husband and a father without a criminal record, in an El Salvadorian prison for no reason recognized by the law. The only argument that the government offers in support of its request that United States courts cannot grant relief once a deportee crosses the border is plainly wrong. So it is wrong that they have no jurisdiction. The Supreme Court says it's wrong. The government, moreover, implies that it could deport and incarcerate any person, including U.S. citizens, without legal consequence so long as it does so before courts can intervene. So they're playing this weird game of heads I win, tails you lose, where they say that you can't actually file a habeas petition and get due process before you're deported, but after you're deported, it's also too late. They have no jurisdiction. Nevertheless, says Sotomayor, Kagan, and the rest, I agree with the court's order that the proper remedy is to provide Abrego Garcia with all the process to which he would have been entitled had he not been unlawfully removed to El Salvador. So, they say the order specifically forbade removal to El Salvador, and this violates the Immigration and Nationality Act. They also say that due process, your constitutional protections do not evaporate at the border, even if you're not a citizen. And your rights do not evaporate, especially when the government issued a specific order saying that you cannot be deported to this specific country. Oof, that was a lot. We broke down the Supreme Court ruling. If you hadn't seen that, if you made it this far and you had not broken down that actual ruling or read the actual ruling, drop some blue hearts. I think we're doing a good service for our democracy by reading this. Let's continue with the press secretary.
Follow up on immigration. Deporting American citizens to Central American prisons, is it legal, or do you need to change the law to do it?
Well, it's another question that the president has raised. It's a legal question that the president is looking into. And
what? How is that even something you're looking into? Even Peter Ducey looks like stunned.
He talked about this yesterday when his meeting with President Bukele in the Oval Office. He would only consider this, if legal, for Americans who are the most violent, egregious, repeat...
Okay, but who defines if it's legal or not? Because it seems like the Supreme Court no longer has the authority, according to the Trump administration. But is it just me, or does Peter Ducey seem kind of uncomfortable with the answer that he gets? Watch... He asked the question in a smug way, like, no way they're actually going to bite the bullet on this.
Citizens to Central American prisons. Is it legal, or do you need to change the law to do it?
Well, it's another question that the president has raised. It's a legal question that the president is looking into. And he talked about this yesterday when his meeting with President Bukele in the Oval Office. He would only consider this, if legal, for Americans who are the most...
Why would he consider this? Why would this ever be something that we would want to be legal or to even open the can of worms to? Deporting American citizens? I mean, could we have done this during the Biden administration, during the J6 hearings? If we were going to start down the slippery slope, could we at least have done it a few years ago and started with the J6ers? Because damn. Caroline Leavitt then gets further confronted. Let's continue to listen. By the way, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music, make sure to save this podcast. We're trying to go top 100 in the USA.
Still going off the El Salvador questions. Yesterday in the Oval Office, administration officials made it very clear that El Salvador is responsible for Mr. Obrego Garcia, yet El Salvador's president said we're not going to do anything with him. So my question is, who is responsible for this man and where he's going to end up?
Well, no. First of all, President Bukele said that he is not going to smuggle a foreign terrorist back into the United States of America, as many in this room.
He's not a terrorist. I'm going to say it loud. He's not a terrorist. Sorry.
Room and the Democrat Party seemingly want him to do. Obrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result. There is never going to be a world in which this is an individual who's going to live a peaceful life in Maryland, because he is a foreign terrorist and an MS-13 gang member. Not only have we confirmed that, President Bukele yesterday in the Oval Office confirmed that as well.
Nobody confirmed this in any way. Caroline Leavitt is a disgusting liar, and we need to make sure we're focusing on this constitutional crisis. I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure you share this legal breakdown around, as this will be the topic over the next few months, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.